seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bendivan, and for those of you out there that are extremely competitive, you want to be the person that when you walk into a room, everyone's going to say, oh my gosh, he or she is here. Check her out. Check him out. We're going to talk about how to dominate the industry you're a part of. There are six questions you must ask yourself in order for you to position yourself to dominate an industry. And by the way, today's message is not specific to any industry. It can be used for every single industry out there. So let's get right into it. First thing you gotta do, wherever you're currently at with your business, what market do you own in your industry? So kind of look at the whole thing and say, well, I think we own this right now. I think I own this right now. I think I own this part of the market right now. Maybe I own this demographic or this age or this income or this country or this state or whatever it is. What is it? Do you own anything? If not, then none. But whatever you do, write that down. The next one. What do you want to own? Do you even know what you want to own? Is it something where you're clear about what you want to own? Is there an age that you want to own? Is there a demographic, a culture, an income earner, a certain city, a certain state, a certain country? What market do you want to own? Do you know what market that is? That's the second question you got to answer. Number three, who must you outgun? Who must you outgun? Who must you outdo? Who is leading this market that you want to own that you must outgun? Who are those people? Make a list of them. A, B, C. This company here, that company here, and this company here. By the way, this could be you watching this. You're the CEO of Sprint. Okay, this could be you watching this, you're a billionaire out of Ohio. Okay, several people that watch this Valuetainment channel. This can be you saying, I want to beat Sprint, or I want to beat Verizon, or AT&T, or T-Mobile. Or it could be your liquor store in, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas, and you want to own that market in Little Rock for you to be the dominant liquor store in Little Rock, Arkansas, but you're not yet. Who must you outgun, and which market do you want to own? Beer, alcohol, vodka, whiskey, you know, wine, is it what is it that you want to own, right? Number four, enough money. How much money do you need to outgun in order for you to get the market that you want to own? Because it takes money. It takes money for marketing, for staff, for executive, for advertising, for technology, for speed, for a website, for, you know, pay-per-click, it doesn't matter what it is. There's money that you're going to need. So how much money do you currently have to do this? And if you don't have the money, how much money do you need to have in order for you to be able to do this? Write that number down. Next, do you have the stick-to-itiveness? Because this is always fun to do. This is very fun to do. People love doing this exercise up to this point. The next one is not that much fun because most people don't stick to it. Most people are not willing to stick to it because this could be 11 years. This could be 13 years. This could be 7 years. This could be 24 months. People don't think that long. People are like, I want it right now. Doesn't work that way. This could be a while until you're able to go out there and do this. In sports teams, right now I was with Magic Johnson 2 weeks ago and I was interviewing, I asked him a question and I kind of cornered him one of the questions that I asked him about Lakers. And he smiled. 2 days later, he announced that his meeting with Jeannie Buss, he is now an advisor. Now Magic Johnson is trying to recruit Kobe Bryant to be an advisor because he believes they can put a team together where in the next 2 to 3 years, they can be a championship contender. 2 to 3 years. He didn't say in the next 6 months. Too often, amateur entrepreneurs want it right now. They need to spend more. So watch this. What do they currently have? Russell, certain athletes. What do they want to have? Some superstars. Who do they need to outgun? Cleveland, Golden State. Do they have enough money? Yes, they do. Can they stick to a long term to be able to get there? Yes. And the last but not least, do you match the position that you want to have? What does that mean? For instance, matching the position. If I want to become the best financial advisor in Silicon Valley, and I want to own the position of people that are in the technology sector, hypothetically, okay? So do I match that position to get them? Do I look the part? Do I talk the part? Do I walk the part? Do I go to the places that they go to, the country club that they belong to, the gym, the Equinox, the Neiman Marcus? Do I belong to that special nightclub that they go to after hours? Do I belong to this? Do I match that? Am I matching that? Or if I don't care about that market, it's a completely different market, and I'm trying to connect with the middle America market, do I dress up too preppy? Am I too much? Am I too flashy and I don't connect with middle America? Because middle America is like, dude, I wear jeans and shirts and you're overdressing for me too much and it's kind of intimidating. I've never put a suit on before. And quite frankly, I still don't even know how to tie a tie and you're trying to get me to, I don't know about this guy. I don't relate to him. I don't connect with him. Do you match? Hey, I want to get into the 25-year-old market, but I'm 63 years old. How am I gonna do it? I don't match. How am I gonna position myself to do it? Once you answer these questions and you go through it, from there, if you can do this and you put a timeline to it, the more power to you, you go get it. If you can do this, if you do this and you're willing to stick around for the 3 years, 7 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, maybe some even 20 years, then eventually you're gonna be able to position yourself to potentially one day dominate an industry, whatever that industry may be that you want to position to dominate. So with that being said, Paul, throw us the pillow. This is another short episode that we did. 6 questions to ask for you to position yourself to dominate an industry. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.